Let's talk to Doug Glanville from ESPN about that and more as he joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Doug, we appreciate the time this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Doug, real quick out of the gate, Mike Fiers, hero or snitch?
I'm going to call him hero, and I think time is also going to be its own judge, though. He's very much like any other whistleblower. There's a heroic component that people will tap into. There's a villainous component that people will tap into. The issue probably is, you know, why didn't he say it then in 2017 versus when he was, you know, on the other side? Certainly when you play against a team, when you know their tricks, and you get beat down because of their tricks, you know, it may be offensive. So that's what works against him. But in terms of the game, this was important, and I'm glad he put it out there to everybody to recognize that there's a serious problem going on.
Do you think enough was done?
I think Manfred operated, and well, let me start by yes. I think in the Astro context, I think Manfred tends to approach things like almost like a government, right? He's the federal government, and he creates the minimum standards, and they're stringent. But then he expects teams, as the states, to go and then implement what's important to their team and their organization. I'm sure he must be happy to see the Astros took the next step internally and said, "No, now you violated these standards, and now you guys are gone." That is a system that Manfred seems to support historically, as the sort of upper-level echelon creates the bar, and then you go further when you feel misconduct has been breached.
I am on record as saying the commissioner was never allowed to with the integrity of the game thing. Once you cancel the World Series, then I don't want to hear you blabbing about the integrity of the game. But let me at least use it in this context. What hurts the integrity of the game more, Pete Rose betting on Cincinnati Reds games and betting them to win, at least as far as we know? Not great. Or this?
No,
which one is actually worse? Integrity.
Wow. I mean, you know, I don't know how to even rank that. The sign stealing is different in that, you know, you have teams that orchestrate technology, which is not shocking, to find advantages, right? Now you have gambling where people question whether the game is actually real. So I'm kind of like, you know, like, okay, him gambling separately is one thing, throwing games, you know, because I'm kind of throwing them together, right, the Black Sox. Mm-hmm. That is, to me, a larger issue, because if you're playing and everybody's throwing the game, then you're like, well, what's actually the game? Is this does it have any reality? Because now the players themselves are orchestrating whether they're going to even try
okay,
hard
so
or not.
Okay, so can I maybe...
So I have a problem with that.
All right, let me make a point and then see if you will speak to this then. What's the most important? Look, I know getting paid, getting your pension, being on a baseball card, being a hometown hero, whatever's important to you surfacely, the most important thing that I've heard about from players is being a champion. They can never take that away from you. I'm sorry, when I think of integrity, if you've actually helped deny somebody with what you know was not cheating, this is breaking rules, different. I know what cheating is. It's not great. Breaking rules is worse. What are you doing when you're taking away the possibility for somebody to be a champion for the rest of their life? It's not even close in my mind when you talk about Rose in this.
Well, Rose, once again, I'm bringing Rose together with gambling. Okay, so maybe that's a different discussion. Because Rose is, you know, individually, okay, gambling, and he's not saying his teams are throwing games and stuff like that. Like, so I am putting the Black Sox on the level of this discussion. So if you separate it, yeah, it might be different. But baseball has an existential issue right now, right? Because the integrity of the game. Let's talk about that. Well, your championships in 2017 and 2018 are now in question, right? Just by your own rules, right? People just renegades going out there and abusing the system, right? Okay, so now your World Series is in threat. Every record broken in the last, whatever, 20-something years are all in question and perpetually in question because you had PEDs. So you don't know if the championships are real. You don't know if the records are real. You don't know who's actually good. You don't know anything. And look, I think most of the players are, you know, not steroids, obviously, and all that. But the issue is, once you go down the road, everything comes into question. And there's no limit to the rabbit hole that we're going to ask questions about, well, who else was cheating? Who else is going to do that? Who else was using iPhones and Apple Watches? And no idea. So That is a huge problem. Then you add, like, okay, gambling and all these other issues that take away the integrity. You just have a huge issue right now. So that's why it's a big deal. Because like you said, the championship, and look, I felt the way about PEDs. Like, I'm trying to compete with this other center fielder, and he's on PEDs. So how, like, he's preventing me, right, to a certain degree of me being able to get a job or advance and all these other things. So I understand that connection. But I do think as a team that's throwing games and gambling is got to be on par with the integrity we're talking about in the sign stealing.
Do you think they need a second sign in clubhouses now about this? Because I do.
Yeah, I do.
You're gone. You're out. Same thing. Same.
Well, I think it's now once you get to this point, the message is sent, it's going to get to that level. And by the way, this is the beginning, right? I mean, Alex Cora, and I've known him forever. He's a friend, a colleague. Is in a lot of hot water, and because once you're now considered and labeled as the architect in this or a key figure, that's a big deal. So what are you going to do? The Red Sox, are they going to have a manager? What, you know, and so I think the other aspect you're talking about, Mike Fiers, or why I bring in the hero thing, is players know. Okay, players know what's going on. Come on, you play against these guys, you know what's up. You know who's doing what. You know you're trying to figure out this, and you're playing it against them in spite of it, or the fact that you don't know what dirty laundry you have in your own locker room. And that's what's so risky about it. You could come out and say, yeah, these guys are cheating, they're using the signs, but everybody's trying to do something. Let's just throw that out there, okay? Everybody's trying to do something. Now, using cameras and installing, okay, we know that was next level, but they're all trying to find some advantage, PEDs, whatever it is, right? So where's the line? And part of the reason you don't get the whistleblowers is people they're not sure if their house is made out of glass too. And that's the other thing. Now, one point I want to make about Fiers is that when you go out there and you play for a team, let's say you're, like this happened to me, like you get traded midseason. I get traded. Then you go the second half, you get traded. You end up going and playing against your old team. They know you have the signs. They know you know all the stuff. So they have to make adjustments. So you have a meeting after a player is traded, and you're going to play them again and go over the signs again. You create new signs. That's your job. You have signs because people steal signs. That's why you have signs. All right, but you also, and you have a duty to create signs that are, you know, relatively as foolproof as possible. But obviously cameras are a whole different game. But when you get traded, this is what happens. So you know where all the bodies are hid on your other team. So, and you do have some obligation to that team, even though you're traded you, because you have to, that is the integrity question, right? Are you going to trade for Mike Fiers right now, right? Are you, because it's not that he did the morally right thing, but then you're worried like, well, what if he decides this other thing we're doing when on the new team is doing something that's not cool? Is he going to go out our team? You know, because everybody's up to something, okay? So it's a tough thing on the player side to sort through, you know, all the nuances of it. But I think Fiers ultimately did a service to the game. 100%, I think that. But I know it's not going to come with 100%. Like, here's your clear path to like glory. People are going to be upset, and people are going to question his loyalty and all these things. And sometimes these are the reasons why things go on and linger, that are nasty, like we've seen with the sign stealing today.
Doug Glanville with us from ESPN for a couple of more minutes. He joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Is the punishment going to be similar or worse for Alex Cora?
Worse. Yeah, it's worse. I mean, no doubt about it, man. I mean, he's labeled in this. I don't know if you've had a chance to read the report. He's labeled as the architect, okay? That's how he's framed in this interview, and all the data is in. So that's a problem. And he was one of the few, like, direct staff, like the others had secondary knowledge, whatever. They turned the blind eye, but he was there kind of coming up with the system. That's according to this report. Carlos Beltran's in the mix there for figure out the way to signal it better to the hitters. So you got two managers that are going to be in trouble. But, I mean, based on what Manfred said and based on what he did with, you know, Luno, and AJ Hinch, I mean, it's going to be worse. And then I don't see how he keeps a job, because why are the, you know, you have a new GM in Boston. Is he going to just sit there and go, okay, I'm going to have a lame duck manager and just like for 2 years or 3 years or 5 years?
No, spring training is coming. You want a manager in place. So
are the Red Sox going to preempt this whole thing and just be like, I mean, I'm just sitting there trying to figure this out. Like, because when's this ruling going to come down? I mean, the report's there, but they're doing now a Red Sox investigation. So they're going to – is Chaim Bloom over there in Boston going to wait until, like, March 17th to find out his manager? He already knows he's got to be suspended. You saw what happened to Hinch. How in the world is he not going to be suspended?
So let's go through a couple of things quick, though, Doug. Do you think physically – the Houston Astros, before we get to the Red Sox, should the Houston Astros have to take that trophy out of their building? I know what happened. I saw it. But should they be allowed to keep the physical trophy itself in their building?
Yeah, you asked some great questions, man. I mean, I would say, I'm going to say no, because they're now working in this, like, retroactive, and then I don't know how far do you go. I mean, you take records, erase, take away. I mean, I guess they do it in the Olympics, right, take medals away. So I'm going to start there. I hadn't thought it through clearly, but I just think that you got to start there, and maybe that's open to discussion. But you have to also clean out a lot of houses, and it starts to get a little scary when you start really cleaning out houses, MVP trophies, Hall of Fames. I mean, so I'd rather have a better process going forward and make it, you know, knowing that people are going to continue to try to skirt the rules. It's just – any of these highly competitive landscapes, that's what they're going to do. So you got to try to stay ahead of it.
Should Carlos Beltran's Hall of Fame candidacy take the bang that I think it's going to take?
Carlos Beltran?
Yeah.
I mean, it might take a, like, I don't know. It's not going to be a statistical bang, but, yeah, I mean, people are going to, you know, I don't think it's going to be like the steroid question, because that becomes that seems to be more individualized. The reason why you hit all these home runs is this, so therefore, but we know Hall of Fames are such a numbers-driven scenario, and I think it's harder to make that argument based on the standards we've seen before.
Could we see a lifetime ban for Alex Cora?
Yes. I'm just going to throw that out there, yes. Because whether it's actually laid out that way or whether just people
he just doesn't
don't
get hired, right.
Right, but because, what you know, Hinch and those guys, it's a year. And so they can say, look, they only got rid of us a year. We can come back to the game. And they may in some role consulting or whatever. But will other teams jump in there? But Cora's, I think, will be considerably harsher and more time. And it's just going to be really difficult. So I wouldn't be, you know, to your point about you got to stop this where it starts. You got to. Then you're going to go after the inception of all this, right? That's what you're going to do.
I know that you're a big sports fan. A couple of quick things. The valuations of both the Red Sox and the Astros. Now, this is Forbes, and I think they must know what they're doing to some degree. $400 million. The Astros, $350 to $400. The Red Sox valuation went up $400 million. The $5 million fine is just ridiculous to me, because the $5 million fine to Houston is just take away Lunau and A.J. Hinch's salary. I'm embarrassed by that. And the idea that it's draft picks, what would you say as a player? And I know the Players Association would have something to say. What if you say you can't compete in free agency for a year or two? You're not allowed to spend a dollar in free agency. For the next. We're going to bang. The $5 million is insulting.
Right. Well, okay, and I 100% hear you. Valuation. It's and we can get deep into that. But here's the other thing. You know, you have you take away draft picks, and that definitely stinks, mm-hmm. right? And you take away, you don't have to pay these guys, and you pay for the investigation, right? All these things. So is it enough of a deterrent? But then you also have to you start getting into the Players Association, right? The union, and that's where you start to get into very difficult conversations. Because, all right, you said, all right, let's take the money. You can't go into free agency. Well, that's one less bidder on the marketplace.
No doubt. I thought it out. But I don't care.
Right. Oh, yeah, I hear you. I mean, but those draft picks are going to sting a lot, because they were built on the draft and follow and draft and develop. I mean, I know Luno pretty well. I mean, he went to Penn also, and I didn't know him in college, but we've talked over the years. And I know, like, when he was sort of insultingly referred to as he thinks he's smarter than everybody, he was building these strategies, trying four inning starters in the minor leagues, all this stuff, right? So that's going to sting for a long time, and there's no doubt the draft picks are going to sting. Getting rid of a popular manager up until today, you know, yesterday, and A.J. Hinch, those are going to hurt a lot. Is it enough? Well, it's certainly a start, and once again, you need organizations like the Astros to step up and take it to the next level. Would all 30 teams have done the same thing? That's a really good question. So, because I'm not sure if every team would have sat there and immediately fired those two guys right away.
Last one, there's the idea that the Astros and the Red Sox managerial job is going to be open with that much talent, even with all the problems, the deterrence and the draft picks and everything else. Yeah. If I give you a name, the guy that I would call first, because what is it you have to do? You mentioned Bloom. Does he have to clean it up? Absolutely. Yeah. Cut out the cancer before it spreads, and you can say, look what we just did. I'm calling Bruce Bochy. And because I don't think there's a guy that if you want to at least settle down, we're going to walk integrity in through the door. I'm calling Bochy to find out if he wants either one of these jobs.
You know, I like that call. Someone old school, reset, Dusty Baker, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Bochy's a good call. He'd be excellent. I like Eduardo Perez as like if he get like a newer face. Mm-hmm. I like that though. I think that's a good call.
One last thing, we need to keep our Josh Donaldson streak going. What would a show be without bringing him up? What do you think his future, or where, more importantly, his future lies?
Yeah, it's a great question. What's up with the Nationals? I mean, we have. Back to Atlanta, though. I mean, he was so instrumental, and that team is going to be a juggernaut this year. So, you know, why not? I'll put him back in ATL.
All right, fair enough.
All right, we can talk baseball with you maybe coming up, because I do. I do read your stuff, by the way, and I think that you are thorough, and I think there are certain guys who are posers, but I think there are guys who actually want to go a little bit deeper with certain subjects. So we appreciate the time today. At some point when this part settles down, we'd love to have you back on to talk about the baseball part of things.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a great show and great questions. Thank you.
Doug Glanville, thank you. Joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line with the man who always challenges, Chris Domino, and the guy who follows along, yours truly, Nick Cellini.